hands within our activity and general people's activity.
The result is different.
Our activities are liberating and their activities are entangling.
And our activities is that because we see everything as Krishna's energy, the material world is never disturbing to us. Whereas for the karmi, the material world is always very disturbing to us.
Yeah. But the one that is trying to be happy, they do not know what is eternal happiness. Also trying for happiness. Our aim is eternal happiness.
I think that eternal happiness means the same happiness that we experience in the material world, but it lasts forever. Because they cannot conceive of a different quality of blissfulness.
This is the difference. One is eternal, one is temporary and middle. Although it is so-called happiness, it's temporary. On any moment, it is finished. When there is no happiness, it stays. Even the concierge, there is happiness. It's very simple. You cannot do that. At any moment, it is finished. It's like the sad part that enjoys. Happiness, at any moment you can.
Thank you also.
Huh?
Thank you also.
Yes? Any moment.
So there's anxiety in all of the happiness in this world.
Yes. Some of them is not grah, also the grah. Because they have accepted something which is not happiness, temporary. They are always full of anxiety. This is the nature. False, blind, anxiety for somebody cannot happen. It's not peace. We are eating something as soon as it's not from an early blind. Transient. Don't stay in asat. Go to the sat, which is permanent. Don't remain in the absence, go to any knowledge, this is part. Not knowledge. Ordinarily, there was danger, not kind. Then they did Satoma, Bhutitrama.
Satisfied with the knowledge that
he's given
his
work is good.
Because
they say that it's a very religious book.
Bible.
All speculation. Religious book. Repeatedly, religion means orders of God. You do not know who is God. You do not know what is government, then what is government's law.
the world religions are not presented straight scientifically.
Many religions. God is one, religion is one. If you do not know God, then you do not know religion.
Most of the problem is that for some reason or another, in the Old Testament, God would have said that because of the circumstances you live in, you should eat cows. But this is what we find in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that somehow or another, in that particular time and place, God would have said eat cows? Because the Bhagavad Gita, we find 16 clearly says, Goda, how protect. And that instruction would also be eternal.
The point is that cow's milk is very important. That's how it's becoming inside. Goda. Krishna does not say, don't eat meat. It is not clearly said that meat eating is for weak. But meat eating is tamasic, kamitsa. But he is speaking of Gorakha for our special material benefit. That if we protect the cow, we can have the facility of drinking milk, which will help us in keeping our health in order and developing very nice brain tissue for that time, physical service. And free teachers, they are all adults. They cannot understand finer leather. Don't you think? Not good. But the Shudras and the less than Shudras, they eat. That's for them. The Lord and it's not God.
These people, they think that if someone is inspired by God, then their word is the word of God. Therefore, they can write all kinds of things, and they put the label on it that this was spoken by God through me.
Hearing directly from God requires a certain directly hearing from him or by some spirit.
Directly,
by sentiment, you can say, I'm in his class. I hear directly, and there is no question.
Some people sometimes ask me, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna,
yes.
And it was recorded by Vyasadeva in the Mahabharata. Was Vyasadeva actually present there on the battlefield as Kurukshetra, or did he see it by revelation?
Huh? You could hear this, that something is happening 10,000 miles away. You can record it by modern machine.
Mercy, he was able to.
Million miles, sun is. Okay, let's say. So far distant place, the heat is coming. And there is no plane behind.
It's 5 minutes for the sunlight to reach us.
Yeah.
And light travels at, what, 193,000 miles a second?
The next
I don't know, whatever it is.
No, there is many. That's it. Wonderful thing is there, and there is no brain behind it. Is it very reasonable proposal? It is not automatic. There is a chance.
Because it's too much beyond their conception, they say simply it's imagination. They say that because it's too much beyond their conception, it's their imagination.
You see, the reason that it is not their imagination. So who arranged so much truth and light? That is the problem. Not we have to manufacture a small bulb. It requires a big factory brain. And this has come by some nonsense. And we have to accept them. These crazy fellows propose that we have to accept.
So I just say that simply the universe always works. And always
there is brain behind. That is the problem. Why the visa, that doesn't matter. That is continue. What is and will continue. That's a fact. But who made it? That is the
Brunder and I were at a scientist meeting and he used that argument. Scientists, he said, the universe always has been. So Brunder used your argument, said, yes, the sun has been here, and the sun rays are there along with it. Still, the sun is the source of the sun rays. And the scientist could not answer. And everybody in the
crowd
will
answer.
Okay?
Simply speculator. It's
me. The next proposition is that if God is there, then let him stay there. And we are here, let us stay here. Why do we have to be concerned with him?
But let us stay there. You rascal will die. If there is no sign, you'll die. Therefore, you must be obliged. Feeling obliged that God has been sensible. God is so fine that we are in his heart so that we can live. So we must be obliged to God. Sangani bhutanti, bhutani jayanti, sangli santi, sangli santi. You are living on the mercy of God. You are so ungrateful, you are so rascal, you do not give him thanks. In this world, tax collector comes. If you say, why shall I give you tax? Already there, once, before my coming, how I was there, and still there, why you are asking me tax? Can you say like that? No. God is already there. There are there. You too. For any eye, you must be fast.
That is why they're having so many revolutions. Because they do not like to be under the control of the government. They figure that now we can have so many revolutions.
What is this? The car, he kicks here. And again, goes, he kicks there. That's all. Revolution means. The Tsar was kicked. Kicking, and then Lenin began to kick. But his business is to be kicked. That's all. What is the advance? One man was kicking, another man. That is the reason. So, Jar Mulukka, if you are God's friend, then the government is yours. That's all. But those who are president, they are sufferers. That's the Korea, Vietnam, And sometimes coming with violence, sometimes capital violence. The sufferer is extraordinary. The revolution means one part is the power, another man's power, but the general people, they suffer. This is not that. This is not interesting. It's like in India. There are a British group. Now it is Congress group. But the result is, in British rule, the ghee was selling at 1 rupee per kilo. Now it is 25 rupees. The dhoti was selling 1 rupee 6 anna. Now it is 25 rupees. So, what the public has gained? Nothing.
Very much burdened because they have some obligation to God. So therefore now they want to
give
themselves that obligation.
Obligation you must stop. That I always say, that you have obligation to the state. You must pay tax. Otherwise you are criminal. So obligation must be there. If somebody is giving you protection, you must be obliged. If you don't feel obliged, then you'll be punished.
Gratitude is the sign of intelligence.
See, now you're a culture. Okay, Bhagavad Gita is written that everything belongs to God. You get whatever is your necessity. If you take more, then you will be punished. This is why I was said. But now the business is one capitalist. He's taking more, holding the whole stock, at least in India. It is not coming to the market, and people are starving. So they will be punished. Because the excess bread that is coming into the sea, then they will be punished. They are also waiting starvation. Welcome. Don't take more. Just like the natural bars. You just keep one bag of rice here. They will come. But they will take 3-4 grams and they will go. And if you ask a man, here is some scrap of rice, oh, they will take it. Easy. Finish. 1 month will take it. Oh, I've got it free. Let me take it. The bars, they are on the natural rock, they move. Oh, I've finished. I've got my belly filled up. I don't prefer any. So, God has given everything sufficiently. If every man takes whatever he wants absolutely, then there is no difficulty. That is your conclusion. Why is there to be fight? Are the property of every son? You take as much as you request. Accept father, his property, and take as much as you request. Don't take more. That is real company. So where is that formula? Pleasure. Material nature, the mother, God is the father, and we are also. That's plain. Accept this philosophy.
The same people, the same persons they will accept.
That means there is no sensible person, no rogues. Objection.
be able to access some part of it. Otherwise, how we can exist.
The suggestion is that man wants to be completely free.
You cannot be free. So like Freud said, that a child may be under the protection of the father, but eventually the child has to grow up and go out and face the harsh, cruel world.
That is his point. And he's immense obedient to the father, then he will be happy.
If you're already in a good situation, why create a bad one?
Yes. Being obedient to the past, and it does well that happens. What is it on to?
They want to enjoy it for themselves.
You cannot enjoy it. Then what you can enjoy? If there is no water, there is no sunshine, and there is no tree, there is no, then how can you enjoy? This is given by Father. You are already enjoying the Father's property. Why you are so much ungrateful?
They haven't yet understood that the supply will be restricted if they don't behave.
Yes.
That will be.
That's... You make bread for the dead.
They call that the energy crisis.
And there is a crisis. And there is some assessment. God, whatever by the name, there is a crisis. Everyone knows that my existence depends on my father and mother. Without father and mother, I could not have seen this world. Now, how one can deny father and mother?
Yeah, but they say that one's existence doesn't continue to depend on the father and mother. That at a certain stage, one has to break away from the father and mother.
Beginning is father and mother taking care. It continues. You are the care of father. That is your fault. That we suffer.
But practically speaking, we can see that at a certain stage, the children have to take care of the father and mother and not the other way around.
No. All right, grown-up children will get that. The beginning is that without your parents' care, you would have died.
But this is Freud's argument. At a certain stage, he can leave that care and venture out for himself.
He can leave the father's care.
Yeah.
But how can he deny that?
But he denies the father. He denies the God the Father. He says that's a wish, fantasy for
him. No, I understand. Father is not fantasy. It's a fact. You are grown up, you can be the protection of the father. But how can I deny God? Okay. Any other aspect? It's not good to be independent of father. If the father is rich, opulent, very kind, very much, why should I be? Father is generating. He is personally a bad man. Still, he is kind, merciful to the son. Then, the role. He loves just like others. There's a role. Now you are taking care of the youngest child. This is nature is studying.
that using the power of the world, these kinds of things. And practically he does all kind of nonsense things for giving protection to the family. Why should he give up the protection of father? When we say father, means all kindness, all multitudeness, all taking care is needed. Now there is a word. Uputra yogitra hai kumata kumata. His son may be bad, but his mother is not bad. His son may be bad.
Son may be
mad, bad, but the father
or
father is never bad. The father
also may be bad, but
mother is never bad. Chakrapani
said
in one instance, there is existence in everything. Like, father and mother, it's always fine. That is natural. Hmm. Extraordinarily, the mother may kill. That is another thing. Crazy. If somebody is coming to kill his child, mother gives protection. That's not kill me. Artistic competition subject matter was that his child is being killed before the mother. And the artist has to give expression of this person. So, different artists gave expression of the face of the mother and the child has been killed before. One artist said, make a picture like this. He got the first thing.
She couldn't work.
He got the first thing. Yes. You cannot explain what mother's feeling is, best thing is not to see.
That's the many famous paintings of Christ on the cross and his mother before the mother was standing before the
mother
cross.
Cannot see. Impossible. But that glows the eyes. That is not it. Realize. Now you can paint the expression of the mother standing in it. It's not possible. By nature stands. And generally, anything that is natural, if one is under the protection of father and mother, he must be happy. Why can I give it? The protection of father and mother. When my father is quite able, quite rich, and everything complete, not that the poor father. Then he declared, you work him on Mahami Hunger. He harmed the Tarikana, you work him on Mahami. But here you see, I can see a country, and I can understand this thing. You saw? When I came to a country, I know such a man, I know. That you have provided for this condition. Big difference is that you will not harm me. To remain in the presence under the presence of Krishna is for a person. You have relation to Krishna. Nice. No, he didn't know that.